This is Dr. Lee Decading, a history physical, patient name Stephen, Stevennsanniannie. Date of service 6/29/2023. Date of birth for this patient is 9/3/1950. Date of service 6/30/2023. Future care charge village. The patient seen today for follow-up. The patient was seen by me yesterday with a new admission to the facility. Patient known to me from my office, and also she was hospitalized under my care in Midtown campus because of significant dementia, frequent falling, and previous stroke. And she was evaluated in the hospital with physical therapy, the recommended subacute rehab. But while here, patient was admitted, she was also reported to have a fall, but no head trauma, no loss of consciousness. And her blood pressure has been also labile. Patient herself is a poor historian. She denies any headiness, has a headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever. Past medical history, patient has a history of COPD asthma, history of CVA, hypertension, memory impairment, and frequent fall reported at home, hypokalemia supplemented. Also has a history of AFib, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Ruoff system today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, reported fall by the nursing staff earlier, but no head trauma, no injury. No nausea, no vomiting, no dizziness are present. Patient is a poor historian and she is confused, disoriented. Physical exam, patient is awake. She is forgetful, disoriented, oriented, time 1 only. Blood pressure is 164/62, pulse 82, temperature 98.1, respiration 20. Head atraumatic, no hematoma. Eyes anectaric, no ear discharge, neck supple, chest non tender, lungs are clear, heart is not too abnormal, soft, non tender, boxable positive. Extremity, no bruising, no edema, no cough, tenderness. No, she's awake, forgetful, disoriented. Assessment, patient has been admitted here with ambulatory dysfunction and frequent fall. Next line, hypertension, poor control. Next line, fall reported, but no evidence of injury, no head trauma, no loss of consciousness. History of hypothyroidism, history of asthma. Plan of care will monitor closely, continue PTOT, and all her current medication will be continued. And I will add, because of uncontrolled hypertension, I will put her on hydralazine 25 mg BID and for precaution to be maintained. Care plan was discussed with nursing staff. Patient has a significant vascular dementia and I have signed her incapacity form already today. She was evaluated for incapacity. Thank you.